Dictation for Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Lefevre, L-E-F-E, V-S in Victor, E-R, June 24, 51. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Lefevre Donna. To summarize, she was admitted with edema, shortness of breath, new onset of proteinuria, urine analysis, microscopic blood, new onset of acute renal failure, concerns for coronary artery disease, low ejection fraction, elevated troponin. She chosen medical treatment, no invasive procedures. Back in March, creatinine was around 0.6, 0.7 baseline, and previous albumin creatinine ratio in the urine was less than 30, completely normal. She is being aggressively treated for diabetes the last couple of years with A1C in the upper fives. Comes accompanied with sun, keeping track of weights at home, minimizing salt intake, presently no nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies nocturia, cloudiness of blood, denies infection, burning, stable dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, and upper respiratory symptoms with posterior drainage, no recurrence of chest pain, no palpitations, no syncope, no lightheadedness. Is going to have a congestive heart failure clinic follow-up on Thursday, August 21. Next paragraph, present medications, metformin, aspirin, Plavix, Demadex, Coric, iron replacement with vitamin C. Next paragraph, weight 149, blood pressure by nurse 163.74. Weight at home fluctuates between 151 to 157. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. After discharge, August the 5th, progressive anemia, 8.8. Normal platelet count, creatinine worse at 1.4. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin. Corrected calcium, normal. Phosphorus elevated at 4.8. Serology testing done in the hospital, C4 was low, C3 normal, antinuclear antibodies not detected. Negative testing for HIV, hepatitis B and C. Negative testing for ANCA. Unfortunately, the requested 24-hour urine for protein, a different test was done. Initial urine with 2-3 plus blood and protein. Last urine available, no blood or trace and no protein. I want to highlight the echocardiogram in the hospital. Ejection fraction was low. At 42% with grade 1 diastolic dysfunction and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has developed acute or subacute renal failure associated to abnormal urine analysis with proteinuria, hematuria. As well as anemia. This is not related to diabetes, which is very well controlled over the last few years. She does not have symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. We did not do imaging for kidney or bladder that will need to be updated. Blood tests will need to be followed, including updated urine for protein creatinine ratio. T4 complement levels running low, isolated, are difficult to interpret. There is a percentage of the population without kidney abnormalities or symptoms that has low T4 level. This is going to be repeat. Next number, anemia is out of proportion of kidney disease. Agree with iron replacement, although iron studies in the hospital were running below normal. Potential EPO treatment, potential evaluation by hematology. We might need to add some hemolysis studies. Potential link with renal disease, a small vessel. Next number, hypertension, which is new to her. Presently on a high dose of diuretics for the congestive heart failure, as well as beta blockers for question non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. If urine shows persistent proteinuria, I will not oppose the use of ACE inhibitors or ARBs. She used to take losartan in the past. Continue to follow. She needs to clarify extent of diagnostic procedures. End of dictation.